Warning, the following program may contain gratuitous amounts of songs that I heard when I was younger and are 20% cooler now that I know that Devo sang it. Ask your doctor before turning in to see if songs I heard when younger than are 20% cooler now that I know that Devo sang it is right for you. And technical difficulties, you may find, hopefully not, gratuitous amounts of those also. I'm real sorry. I'm experiencing some technical difficulties. Just listen to the regular music for a bit, and we'll get right back to you.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Well, I'm just going to start before I'm having some technical difficulties with getting the music to work. But anywho, so we'll just, for now, we'll just start a program, because that's right. Once again, it's time for the one, the only, Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, here on radio.dominican.edu. Coming back from last week's Shatner Day, you know, heard from everyone they really liked it, and makes me good to know, even though it was only half an hour. But this time, you got yourselves a full hour to listen to me provide you with the best in novelty music and news. Except I can't get the music to play right now. However, we can we still have a few other things I can do. For instance, I have this PSA that I was asked to read out to everyone listening in, or as I like to put it, public service announcement. Oh, just a minute. I apologize for that. Someone had to come in. They required assistance finding something. You know, I was a Boy Scout and a Eagle Scout, so you know, helping people's kind of what I do. Anywho, where was it? That's right. Public service announcement. So, the staff at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary would like to remind the community that the sanctuary's waters are closed to all boat traffic and in-water activities, including kayaks and paddle boards, from October 1st through March 31st. The closure, as they put it, protects tens of thousands of migratory ducks, geese, and shorebirds that use the bay for refueling on their southwards travels or while they're over winter right here on Richardson's Bay. So we're very grateful for the community's support and understanding regarding the importance of protecting the habitat, says Carrie Wilcock, the center's sanctuary manager. And the summer winds down and migratory birds start to make their way into the Bay Area. We want to spread the word that the closure is just around the corner. With the herring spawn successes of the last couple of years, the number of birds in the sanctuary is expected to be high, and is especially important to avoid disturbing them while they feed and rest. Overwinter health can be an especially important factor when determining reproductive successes for these birds during the following summer. The annual closure is mandated by ordinance of the Richardson's Bay Regional Agency. The approximately 900 acres of bay water are covered by the ordinance, extending south from the edge of the cove, hosting complex, and the tip of Strawberry Point, east to Belle d'Herve, and north to Blackie's Pasture. Audubon manager says this manages this area as a wildlife sanctuary. Focused on water birds using the bay. The sanctuary's the The boundaries are designated by buoys and permanent marked pillings. No boats or watercraft, including non-motorized boats such as kayaks, canoes, paddle boards, and sailboats, are allowed within the sanctuary waters during this critical season for migratory birds. And the San Darren Sanctuary is located at the edge of the San Francisco Bay here in California. And as I say, provides habitat for migratory birds and other wildlife. And that is the PSA. So I am going to try something else to get this music working. I'm going to need a minute. I am really sorry to be like this. So give me a minute and we'll try and get this going. Okay, well, let's see. At this point, I'm not even going to do the intro, considering we're a little behind. So, I'm just going to move on to our first song and see how this works. So, for our first song, we are going back once again to Weird Al Yankovic. And for all of you who were listening on my first show, you'd know that I used Weird Al song as the first song from that. So, get used to him, because he really is one of the best novelty acts around. You know, he's been releasing parodies of popular songs, along with some original stuff, to the world since 1976. So, he has a bunch of material to work with. And, funnily enough, it actually kind of makes it hard. Just having to choose one of his songs out of all the wonderful ones he has. I mean, you know, the don't want to overflow the show with Al. You know, you gotta have some other people. And just to have to pick a few of them, it's like, So one of these days, I will have an episode where I just play his songs. You know, don't know when. You know, I don't want to make the theme days a common theme. At least not until I feel like I'm a little more established. You know, just for now, just something I can pull out every once in a while. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So our first song was released by Al in 2011. It was supposed to be on his latest album, Alpocalypse, but complications occurred when a certain someone's aide decided not to even ask the artist and told Al no. I'd go on, but we're already behind here with the songs. So here it is. Weird Al's parody is Lady Gaga's song, Born This Way, Preformed This Way. Yeah.
me when I was hatched. Act like a superstar. Save your allowance, buy a bubble dress, and someday you will go far. Now on red carpets, well, I'm hard to miss. The press follows everywhere I go. I'll poke your eye out with a dress like this. Back off and enjoy the show. I'm sure my critics will say it's a grotesque display. Well, they can bite me, baby, I perform this way. I might be wearing Swiss cheese or maybe covered with bees. It doesn't mean I'm crazy, I perform this way. Perform this way. Ooh, my little monster's pain. Life's cause I perform this way. Baby, I perform this way. Perform this way. Oh, don't worry, I'm okay. Hey, I just perform this way. A troll or evil queen, I'll be a human jelly bean, cause every day is Halloween. I'm so completely original, my new look is all the rage. I'll wrap my small intestines round my neck and set fire to myself on stage. I'll wear a porcupine on my head on a WHIA. Offended when you see my latest pop monstrosity. I'm strange, weird, shocking, odd, bizarre. I'm Frankenstein, I'm Avatar. There's nothing too embarrassing. I'll honestly do anything but wear white after Labor Day. Cause baby, I perform this way. Hope you won't think it's cliche if I go nude today. Don't call the cops now, baby, I perform this way. No reason I should regret all the attention I get. I'm not completely crazy, I perform.
Alrighty, everyone, welcome back, and you're watching Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. So before we go on our break, that should have been a few minutes ago, we're gonna have our first piece of novelty news, where I find news articles that find the around the internet to show just how silly the world can be. So, our first story comes from Iran, where one of the news agencies had to issue a statement over an article that it had referenced during the news. The article was about a poll which said that 77% of rural Americans preferred the Iranian president over Obama. There was one problem with this, though. The article itself was from The Onion. The Onion, for those of you who don't know, is a satirical news site that makes joke news stories. Now, granted, as the agency pointed out, in the past there have been other incidents with news agencies where they have used Onion articles without realizing what they were reading. However, the Iranian news agency still stated that they believe that the events in this poll would actually happen. So, basically, you admit that you cited an article from a site that makes a living out of making fake news articles that are fake and that the events they say happened did not actually happen. And you still say that you believe in the article. Oh, Iran. I'd find it cute enough for the fact that your leader believes the Holocaust was a lie and oppresses millions of people and wants nuclear weapons so he can blow up Jewish people. So, we're going to go on a quick break. So what I want to know For the few guys, if any of you are new, you go to Facebook, and I have a Facebook page, the Dr. Novella. Look it up, the N-O-V-E-L-L-A. And during the breaks, I like to ask questions based off what I'm reading from the article. So for our first break question, you know, if you wrote a fake news article that Iran, or any other dictatorship, if you don't want to go with that, had taken an article that you wrote that was fake and all that, what would the article be about? And with that, we will be right back here on radio.dominican.edu. Alrighty, everyone. Welcome back to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. So, we have a few two responses to my question. If you were to make a satirical news article that Iran or some other dictatorship ended up using and treating as fact, what would it be? So we have both from Rittenhouses. First, we have Garrett Rittenhouse, who says the article would be a child awarded Nobel Prize for proving that education is useless. Country America. Gotta love it. And a child, too. I just imagine Iran. It's like, oh, yeah, guys. See? You don't need that education. Those Americans proved it. And like, Dad, we don't believe in America. They're, like, bad and stuff, remember? So what does that mean? Education is good? And then, shenanigans. All right, so then we have Patrick Rittenhouse. So the Lex Luthor and Bruce Wayne create new company to give all of America's homeless homes and jobs. Now, I don't know Bruce Wayne, but I could actually see Iran or some other dictatorship being like, hey man, there's this guy like Lex Luthor. We just gotta pretend to steal his stuff, and we'll give it to us. Really? Wow, that sounds really easy. Wait, what's the catch? Well, no, there's no catch. There may be some guy in who wears his underwear outside of his pants and super strong, that probably beat you up. But, besides that, no catch. Alrighty, so with that, we're going to move on to our next song. Now, before I show the song, however, if you feel that I should explain myself a bit. Because, if I don't, then you might find my choice of band a little off. So, this song is by the band They Might Be Giants. Now, just the name himself has a weird history, which for the sake of your sanity, I will not bring into full detail. Can't do it, sorry. The name is taken from a 1971 movie, They Might Be Giants, which the name and part of the plot is taken from a 17th century Spanish novel. Anywho, sorry about that. I had to. So, despite the name, if you look at some of the songs, they're not really a novelty band. It's not their primary. They're primarily, depending on what decade you're looking at, either an alternative rock band or a children's educational music band, both of which have very good, interesting songs in them. But despite this, there are actually some songs that are made with a humorous intent, some funny songs that they meant to be funny and to parody and point fun at and stuff. So you don't need to play novelty music to make a novelty song, just like you don't need to be a comedian to tell a joke. So yes, I do know that They Might Be Giants is not a novelty group. They don't make novelty songs primarily. I know this. But I'm not looking for groups. I'm looking for novelty songs. So this song was made in 2004 and was a single in their album The Spine. What's interesting about this is that they teamed up with the Brothers Craig, who are probably most well known for their as the creators of the popular and influential the internet animation series Homestar Runner, to make the music video for it. And so the later when the show is over, I'll actually I'll post the video on my page. It's actually the song's pretty funny, but it's even more funnier when you combine it with the video. especially if you've seen Home Star Runner and you kind of get the jokes that they mention. So, anyway, so here it is. Song every freshman film student should listen to before they get into the business. They Might Be Giants, Experimental Film.
The color of infinity inside an empty glass. I'm squinting my eye and turning off and on and on and off the light. It's for this experimental film, which nobody knows about. And it's up to figuring out what's going to do in my experimental film. Yeah, you're all gonna be in this experimental film. And even though I can't explain it, I already know the names. I already know the ending. It's the part that makes your face include. I don't know what makes your face include, but that's the way the movie ends. And in my experimental film, which nobody knows about the bitch, I'm still figuring out your face includes in my experimental film. Yeah, you're all gonna be in this experimental film.
That it's time to move on to our next piece of novelty news. Whoops. So this one comes from the wonderful world of Germany. You see, you know, I'm being all multicultural here. You know, I'm going to different world, different countries and stuff, you know, instead of just America, because as we all know, the other nations of the world can be just as silly as us Americans. So, the story goes that there are some robbers who wanted to steal a bank. Oh my god. Wanted to steal money from a bank. A wonderful soundbite there. In a small town. Now, they could have just gone in the theme with the ski masks or whatever. But they decided to take a less notable approach. Also known as blowing up an ATM. Now, you'd think this would be enough, but it gets even better, because I'm thinking these guys don't know how explosives work, because they use so much that the explosion basically took the whole bank with it, like holes through the walls about ready to collapse took with it. Now, it even damaged the nearby apartment homes. and making them the people weren't allowed to go back in them. Now, luckily, despite this, no one was hurt. So now, ignoring the question of how they managed to sneak enough explosives into the bank to take down the whole building in the first place, I gotta say, I still don't think that would have worked. Except it turns out it did. The article states that the robbers did manage to get away with some cash and are still on the run. How? I mean, I don't know what the inside of an ATM looks like, and if someone wants to correct me on the Facebook page, then by all means do so. But like, wouldn't the explosion burn all the money too? Like, you know, just use a little charge and all that, and this should be fine. But yeah, considering they almost brought down the entire building, something tells me any less they probably would have burned the money, but you know, whatever. No, I suppose if anything, they had a better idea than the people in previous weeks. Like driving a car to a jeweler's shop, or tying a rope around another ATM and dragging it away by car. This is apparently an issue now in Germany. Though, to give these guys some credit, you know, they got some money from this. You can say that this one didn't bomb. Yeah, I know, I have a horrible CSI laugh, whatever. Whatever, man. Government. Anywho. Every week it's something. Some kind of horrible pun thing. Anyway, so, while we're on break, I want to know, if you had to rob a bank in some weird, convoluted way, what would you do? And when we get back, we'll be in with some more on Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour. Yeah. You could also call that a novel idea. Okay, I'm going to stop now before any more people want to hit me.
Self and all day.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. So, we have a response to my question of if you had to rob a bank in some weird and unnecessarily complicated way, what would you do? So, the Megan Redenhouse, so you know, we're getting the whole family in here, which I'm assuming it means that it's her doing it. Always good, so Garrett, always good to have the whole family, like I said. So she says that it would take a long time to do this, but I would get a job at the bank, work my way up to the managing the vaults full of money, and then steal it piece by piece until it is all gone. Must resist urge to make banker joke. Curse you, Megan. You've found my one weakness, banker jokes. So, I said random and overly complicated. And that would imply that the bankers don't already do that. Ah, yeah, I know. Horrible. And see, who do we have? We have someone. We have Justin Freeman. So he thinks that you will hurl a TV at the bank and force the tellers to watch a 24-hour marathon of My Little Pony. They'll have no opinion but to throw their money at me unless they're bronies. Then I'll just blow up the bank. Justin, don't blow up the bank. They already did that. You gotta be original, man. You're not gonna get anywhere in the world of professional bank robbing if you just follow the lead. Don't be a follower, man. Be a leader. And really, the My Little Ponies, you're really putting the ponies into these. Camden would be ashamed. Anywho, let's get on to our next, what is this? That's what they get for being, Justin's challenging me. That's what they get for being bronies. Now, Justin, it's bad enough you're already being a bad bank robber. But, this is just a whole nother level, man. Whole nother level. Oh, we have one more. One more, then we're going to go on. We have Garrett said he would just ask for the money. Which, maybe. Wouldn't call it overly complicated, or convoluted, but whatever. As long as you get your money. Whatever, man. Whatever, I'm good. So, for our next song, comes to us from Jonathan Colton, also known as another artist who I'll have to have a special episode for. He's best known for his songs to take from a geek culture, even used in TV shows. Most of you probably know him for he's the one who made the ending credit songs for Portal and Portal 2, the games made by Valve. And this song was made during his Thing a Week campaign, where he recorded and released a song each week for 52 weeks straight. So he has the will to put out the music of awesomeness. So here it is, everyone's favorite nerd power fantasy, Jonathan Colton's The Future Soon.
It said I anonymous friend. Turns out she's smarter than I thought she was. She knows I wrote it, now the whole class does too. And I'm all alone during couple skate. When she skates by with some guy on her arm. But I know that I'll forget the look of pity in her. Pull a dome on a platform. Space lab in space. I'll end world hunger. I'll make dolphins speak. Work through the daytime. Spend my nights and weekends perfecting my warrior robot race. Building them one laser gun at a time. I will do my best to teach them about life and what it's worth. I just hope that I can keep them from destroying. Monorail. She'll look the same except for bionic eyes. She lost the real ones in the robot wars. I'll say I'm sorry, she'll say it's not your fault, or is it? She'll eye me suspiciously. Cyborg wants to make you his robot bright. Well, it's gonna be the future soon. I won't always be this way. When the things that make me weak and strange get engineered away. It's gonna be the future soon. I've never seen it quite so clear. When my heart is breaking, I can close my eyes. It's already.
Alrighty, and we're back. You're the Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. So, in case you're wondering, that little screech in the audio was the just a heads up. Thanks to my dear sweet mother who plays my phone bill, because I'm actually using my phone to stream the music right now because my laptop's being derp. Yeah, and that was Garrett texting me, telling me to make a banker joke. Now, just forgetting the way of the music, I'm not making no banker joke right now. Anywho. So, and just a quick reminder, also requested by my boss, to remind you that if you happen to be nearby the Richardson's Bay Adu Buon Center and Sanctuary, the remember, between October 1st and March 31st, there will be no boats allowed to drive through them. So, we are getting towards the end of our hour. So I have one more song, but the song once again requires a bit of a story. So, for those of you who don't know, I play the fantasy football. You've heard of it? It's you have the players from the NFL, and you pick them, and you get points based on how well they do, and all that kind of super happy fun time stuff. And so, so this weekend, I'm in a league that my step uncle had created. And so the person I was playing with, I was actually a bit concerned throughout the weekend, because not only was I estimated to score less than him, but through some bad luck and a bad move on my part, I had only three out of my ten players had scored no points. But thanks to what I can only amount to as luck, and the fact that I have an amazing QB on my team, I was able to win. So as a celebration of my good luck, we're going to end our program tonight with some good old-fashioned football players rapping in the 1980s. That's right. It's the 1985 Chicago Bears hit single, The Super Bowl Shuffle. Have a good night.
Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Mouse Mans. We had the goal since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to feed the needy. We didn't come here to look for trouble. We just come here to do the Super Bowl shop.
This is Speedy Willie, and I'm world class. I like running, but I love to get the pass. I practice all day and dance all night. I gotta get ready for the Sunday fight. Now, I'm as smooth as a chocolate swirl. I dance a little funky, so watch me, girl. There's no one here that doesn't like me. My Super Bowl shuffle will set you free. Known as McMahon. When I hit the turf, I've got no plan. I just throw my body all over the field. I can't dance, but I can throw the field. I motivate the cats, I like to tease. I play so cool, I aim to please. That's why you all got here on the double, to catch me doing the Super Bowl shuffle.
You're looking at the fridge, I'm the rookie. I may be large, but I'm no dumb cookie. You see me hit, you see me run. When I kick and pass, we'll have more fun. I can dance, you will see. The others, they all learn from me. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl shuffle.